We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Is showing the Fed's war on inflation could cost the economy at least 1 million jobs. There it is on your screen. But Brian, isn't that what the Fed wants? Don't they want lower employment in order to lower inflation? That's why they're doing this?
Here's what's going on. The Fed messed this up royally, and now they've got to move fast. And when you move fast, you break things. That's why you don't let inflation get out of control, because if you do, then you start talking about these big rate hikes. They know they've got to raise rates. They don't know how much damage it's going to cause. They're having to admit now that it's going to cause damage, but they don't know. They don't know the future. Yes, this could be a million jobs. This could be multiple times that, depending on how the markets react and businesses react to it.
I think you highlighted the key thing. Nobody really
knows
what's going to happen.
They put out these projections and say unemployment's going to go to 4.4%. How do they know that? What models do they have that can really, if they knew that well,
right,
they wouldn't have let inflation get out of control. Stop trusting the so-called experts and bureaucrats and government to get this right. They should have done their job in the first place, but they didn't, because they were playing politics with the administration. They weren't doing their job as a Fed.
Okay, so we got a Cat 4 hurricane off the coast of Florida. Hurricane Ian, now a Category 4. We'll see. There, it's intensified into a Category 4 at the pretty much exact time you don't want that to happen. So we'll be keeping an eye on that as you stay tuned right here to 106.3 WORD. Well, we've also had the economic situation intensify to a Cat 4. Except that was predictable. I just want to apologize to you. And you know this happens to me? It does. It's funny. I'll get the text from people. Tara, I'm so sick of this. Stop talking about it. And it'll make me laugh because I was the only one saying it for months. And so you've heard for months this was coming from me. But it's new news to the rest of the world. You heard it break there on Fox News. We're going to have to eliminate at least a million jobs. It might be four times that. Nobody knows. Why are we doing that again? Well, is Jamie Dimon, head of J.P. Morgan Chase. He's their CEO. He's also a Democrat, was a big bundler for Hillary, big fundraiser for her, said last week, when you print $6 trillion, you get inflation. It was a radical statement because the truth is so rarely spoken in our society. Everything else is, but not the truth. So here's where we are, and it's weird. I've been telling you for months what was coming. I've been telling you since this spring, and really earlier than that, going into the spring, when the big news was, wow, nobody can find employees. We need more workers to fill all these jobs. I've been saying that's temporary. There is going to be a firing massacre, and they're going to go for your wages, and they're going to cut them to pay for the printing they've done. The $6 trillion Jamie Dimon is saying. So I was saying that when nobody was. And so I have this sort of reverberation, this sort of problem to show. I'm so early with the news, and so many of you rely only on me for the news, or mainly on me, that by the time I'm saying things like I'm saying right now, is the Fed is actually coming clean and being honest about the absolute hellscape it will have to create economically to recover us from the printing that Congress not only did, but is doing. You're like, yeah, I'm bored. This is old. Well, it's not old to anybody else. This is new breaking news, and shock is ensuing. No reason for shock to be ensuing. So back when I was telling you the truth, March, April, May, it's going to be a firing massacre. They're going to tamp down your wages as inflation spins out of control. They're going to make you poor to get us out of this, to pay for the printing they did. I was telling you this. Why weren't they? Why are they lying to you? Easy. they wanted to keep printing. And if you knew how bad inflation was, what it would really take to get us past it, or how poor they would have to make each and every one of us, you'd freak. You'd be outside the Capitol with pitchforks. The FBI be damned. You know, Congress keeps erecting that wall and taking it down around the Capitol. There's a reason for that. They know what they're doing. I've told you all this was coming. If I knew, I do not have an economics degree. I have a journalism degree, which makes me almost economically useless. These things are easy to know. And they're only just now being admitted to. Let me paint you a picture of where we really are. And there's a reason this study didn't get a lot of attention. Because they're not ready for you to completely figure it out before the midterms. As I said, I am looking forward with glee to the 9th of November, when we can stop pretending in the day after the midterms. They're going to be a massacre for Democrats, at least in the House they are. Unless they got something up their sleeve like, nuclear war with Russia. We'll get to that in a minute. Yes, they are trying to foment one. They're trying very hard to save themselves. Is what's coming is bad, and they did it. But this brings it home better than just about anything else. The folks at NerdWallet, you heard about NerdWallet? Have taken inflation data from the Bureau of Labor and Statistics and applied the math to real life. This is checkbook economics, American kitchen table economics. How much money do you need to make to maintain your current lifestyle, or whatever it was a year ago? It's probably already shrunken. How much is that? You might want to sit down. If you're driving, you might want to pull over. The average American needs an annual wage increase of $11,500 to keep up with Bidenflation. That is because Bidenflation is escalating at such a rate that it is now added $961 per month to pre-existing expenses. You're probably thinking you misheard that. No. $961 a month to pre-existing expenses. Okay, folks, try to understand how poor you will be 2 to 3 years from now if you need an average wage increase of $11,500 to keep up with Bidenflation. Now, you're going to say, but Tara, they say it's going to come down. Well, it would. It would. It could. We can get out of this. We still can get out of this. That's the crazy part. If we do one thing, we just have to stop printing. We just have to say, you know what? Next 2 to 3 years, we're going to stop printing. That's all we got to do. What are we doing right now in Congress? Anybody paying attention? They're having this big debate about this continuing resolution because government's going to go broke by Friday. Government goes broke all the time. And then the Democrats and Republicans come together and they provide a new continuing resolution, which keeps the government funding, keeps the doors from closing, right? So they're fighting over it right now. Democrats just want Republicans to fork the money over. Mitch McConnell wants to fork the money over. Republicans, Kevin McCarthy over in the House, are saying, no, you got to secure the border if you want the money. We're not giving it up. This is a hostage situation. Good for them, by the way. They should do that. Shame on Mitch McConnell. We talked about this yesterday. Anybody know what the price of the continuing resolution is? Anybody know? Nobody cares? I mean, we don't even talk in terms of money and what it costs anymore because we're like children. It's $1.5 trillion. Let that sink in. $1.5 trillion. Where are they going to get that? They're going to print it. What will that do to inflation? Jack it through the roof. Nobody up there, not even Rand Paul, not even Ted Cruz, nobody up there is saying, hey, you know what? We can't print $1.5 trillion because we're already looking at the average American needing to get an annual wage increase of $11,500 just to keep the lifestyle they have now. We can't print $1.5 trillion. Folks, to put this in perspective, and what's amazing about that, but nobody's saying it. They're just arguing over, well, we're going to get some concessions on the border before we print it. Nobody, not even Rand Paul, nobody is explaining to the American people, if we print this, it's going to spin out of control. We can't print another one of these. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about, just to put it in perspective, because it's hard to put it in perspective. It really is. As Jamie Dimon explained, you cannot print $6 trillion without getting massive inflation. What's the inflation rate today? It's about 8 times normal. Okay, that's Zimbabwe. That's Weimar Republic. That's Argentina before the collapse. That's what that is. To put this in perspective, remember when they launched the Tea Party and they launched it over TARP? And the horror, because we were going to print $797 billion, right? Almost $1 trillion. That had never been done before. That was 2009. And everybody was terrified of what that would do. Folks, we are printing a new TARP Plus every quarter. Every quarter. Okay. Jamie Dimon, Democrat, CEO of JP Morgan Chase. Let me make this make sense, okay? If you print $6 trillion, he said last week, you will get high inflation. Okay. How big is the entire U.S. economy? How big is that thing? Bet you most Americans couldn't tell you. It's somewhere between 20 and 22 trillion. Stock market's crashing, so who knows? That'll destroy a lot of business activity, right? Somewhere between 20 and 22 trillion. We just print $6 trillion. Do you understand against the size of the economy? The American people, you can't do this, okay? You cannot do this mathematically. But they are. But they are. So we're getting ready to print another $1.5 trillion. But just to put this in comparison, okay, we typically in past years, going back several years, we've, under Republicans, under Democrats, we print about half the federal budget. It's about $2 trillion a year, right? We can afford to do that, believe it or not. You end up with inflation somewhere between 0.5% and, I don't know, a little over 1%. That's been pretty normal, right? This we have every year, okay? We're at over 8% right now. You cannot print half the federal budget, which we already did this year, and then $1 trillion on average every quarter. But they're getting ready to. Let me think about this. Let's think about what we're talking about here. We just passed $1 trillion for the Build Back Better. We're talking about another, that was like 3 weeks ago. Now we're talking about another $1.5 trillion to print debt. We printed half the budget already and ran out of money. That's why we're talking about printing another $1.5 trillion. Oh! And maybe another $1 trillion for the student loan forgiveness, depending on how the court case goes. They just got sued over that, so hopefully they're able to stop that. They're putting it back to $400 billion. It's 400B to $1 trillion. Can't do it. You can't print yourself a second economy. You can't. This is childlike. And folks, understand, before they print that $1.5 trillion, you've already got to get $11,500 raise every year just to keep up. And you know how they're looking at this in Congress right now? This is the scariest part. This is the new normal. They're not going to stop. No, no, no. This is the new normal. We're going to print an extra trill every quarter. Four times a year, we're going to do it. Trillion, trillion and a half, whatever. Can't do it. No, can do. What is the cost of what we've already printed? At least 1 million jobs. This is getting real now, isn't it? At least 1 million jobs could be four times that. It's what we've already printed, and we're getting ready to do it again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
If there's one thing you guys are a fan of, as I have known and learned in recent weeks, it's life hacks. My husband thought it was so funny. He drove to the store to get Listerine, you know? It's a brown kind, which we are using all over our house. Most popular thing I've done, all the great information I bring you. I work so hard. I do. I'm tired. Ahead of time, months, if not years, ahead of the mainstream media. And what do you love the best? My life hacks. I bumped into a listener yesterday at PhD Weight Loss. It was really cool. She was down about 20 pounds. And we were talking about her PhD journey, because I'm down about 21 pounds. And of all the things we've done in recent weeks, we should talk about Listerine. Okay, it's a long story, but you can use Listerine for a lot more stuff. And it makes a very cheap household cleaner, but without the weird chemicals. So anyway, I was reading all the other uses for it. You could just spray it in your toilet. It like really works great. You know what you want to do if you want to save some money? Rinse your mouth with it. You know, use it as mouthwash. Spit it in the toilet. You won't have fungus growing in the toilet. You're still going to have to get the upper sides. But yeah, it works great. I mean, there's so many things you do with it. One of the things you could do is get rid of fungus by spraying your feet every day. So there was a guy who works outside who listens to our show. He's had terrible problems for years. He's very embarrassed of his feet. He went out and bought the Listerine. Starts spraying, you know, just sprays his feet. That's it. Puts him in the shoes. He's like, it's gone. I've been trying to cure it for years. I'm like, wow, who knew? So then, like, my husband goes to the store to get his bottle of Listerine because he listens to the show, right? And by the way, we've been using it all over the house. It's a great cleaner. And works pretty good as deodorant, too, oddly. But anyway, and he goes to pick it up, and the brown Listerine is gone. It's sold out. Isn't that funny? So, I mean, who knew it was that popular, right? So I decided, well, you know what? If that's what you guys want, I'm a capitalist. I will deliver. Life hacks, okay? I like some of these. Some of these are cool. And look, if you're dealing with Bidenflation, we just got the shocking numbers from NerdWallet in the last segment. It shocks the conscience what Congress has done with the printing. You will have to get a raise of $11,500 a year just to keep up your current standard of living. So you're going to have to make cuts to keep up with Bidenflation because Congress has no intention to stop printing. Not one little bit iota. They figure you haven't even figured out they're causing all this. They think you think it's still Putin. You still think it's Putin. Anyway, here's some life hacks to save money. I'm going to try number one. I could see this working. Number one, cut sponges in half. Once you're used to it, a full sponge feels like overkill. I could totally see that. You don't need the full sponge. Makes the sponges last twice as long. All right. When you go out to eat as a couple, split one meal. My husband and I are already doing this. It does save a lot of money, and I'm doing it because of the PhD program. Like, if I just order one meal, that keeps, you know, it sort of puts up the fences for me. If I order two, put the food in front of me, decide I'm going to, you know, only eat half of it, that's just not going to happen. I mean, this will be realistic. I'll eat the whole thing. I will. A lot of restaurant meals are too big anyway. If you need more food, split an appetizer too. So go order something big, split it down the middle. Number four, switch back to bar soap. We've been doing this. We've been buying cheap bar soap. It works just as good as the pump stuff. It's healthier for you, too, if you go with the just straight-up soap, none of that antibacterial crap in there. That's weird, chemical. You don't need that. You don't. People were fine. They survived previous generations just with soap. Get yourself the cheapest, most basic soap. It's cheaper than body wash. It lasts longer. I think it's better. Now, here, I like this one. This is smart. It's a time saver and a money saver. Order your groceries online, right? But pick them up. So save on delivery fees. You're not going to want to pay those, right? Save on the delivery fees. You'll spend less on impulse purchases than when you shop at the store. And you'll probably lose weight, too. Because you know how it goes. I mean, I walk by that thing, and I'm like, oh. They've got these seasonal cookies at Publix. Have you ever had them? Oh, my gosh. The pumpkin with the macadamia nuts and white chocolate. I cannot resist. It's like kryptonite. It's like kryptonite. And then they've got like a around Thanksgiving cranberry version. You ever shop the cookies at Publix? They're fantastic. So I can't eat them, right? I mean, I can't. It's not good for me. I can't do it anymore. So that is a great one for me. Saves me time. So I don't have time to stand on the stupid line. I don't have time to do all that. And you just roll in. You get the groceries. You drive off. And you're not tempted by any of that. You don't have to. If I can just not see it and smell it, I'll be good. I'm almost embarrassed to admit this to you. I'm one of these people who's like, I'm so weak that I have to structure my life in a way I will not be confronted with my weakness, which is a form of strength to me. Are you like that? Yeah, with food, I'm like an alcoholic. Like, like they tell people in AA, you cannot go into bar. You cannot do it, and you can. I cannot go into Publix. It is bad for me. I'm weak. I am. Okay, and finally, I don't know about this one. Some of you engineers out there, we got a lot of great engineers in the audience. You tell me if this is true. This is just this number six. Slow down while driving. Don't gun it at stoplights. Sort of, you know, just sort of take your foot off the brake and ease into the intersection, which is good for surviving because this is the most dangerous place to drive in the entire country. South Carolina in general and Greenville in particular is a very deadly place to drive, especially in intersections, right? So that'll not only save your life, they say you'll gain about 3 miles per gallon, which can add up, right? By inflation. And look, folks, gasoline price is going to go through the roof after the election because they're going to stop tapping the strategic reserve. Okay, so Janet Yellen's already telling us what's going to happen. They're going to have to price cap gas, which means we're just not going to have anywhere. We're going to have the gas lines of the 70s. Those are coming back after the election, right? So that'd be great, great advice for that, too. So try all that. Let me know how it works for you. Texter writes, I swear by Amish bar soap. It's five bars for $9.99. You can wash your hair with it. Really? Huh. Check it out online. They've got a Facebook page. Amish bar soap. Okay. Texter writes, I make homemade fabric softener. It saved me a lot of money. Well, send me the recipe for that. Another one, my wife makes our laundry detergent, dish detergent, everything. Does that save money? Can you send a recipe? I'd love to do that with the kids. That sounds like fun. Texter writes, a trillion here, a trillion there. Soon it adds up to real money. Shh. Congress thinks you haven't figured it out yet. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. So many great money-saving life hacks in here. Tara, the Ingles brand of Brown Listerine lists identical active ingredients as the name brand. I bought a bottle thinking it would sell out. I start on it tomorrow. Texter writes, good, helpful information. Great program this morning. Thanks, Tara. Thank you. Another texter writes, vinegar is a great fabric softener. Cool. Just pour it in your dispenser. Castile soap has many uses, too. Texter writes, 3 cups of warm water, 1.5 cups of vinegar, 1 cup of cheap conditioner. I used a small bottle of VO5. Put the bottle in there. That's cool. Texter writes, breaking news. Hurricane Ian has strengthened into category Joe Biden. Okay, that's total destruction. Total destruction. Texter writes, oh my, Tara, cut sponges in half. Are we almost in pre-World War II Russian mode? Yeah. Now, they're going to fest to it after the election, but folks, I mean, all you need is this nerd wallet study, and it shocks the conscious. We are in such a state of inflation, according to NerdWallet, which took the Bureau of Labor Statistics and calculated that just to keep up with it, to keep your current lifestyle, you will have to get from here on out an $11,500 a year raise. And we're all doing, this is what I call the great pretend. We're all pretending that Jerome Powell, man, he's going to come in and save us. He can. I mean, he could by raising rates. It's been done before, but only if we stop printing. And what is Congress doing right now? Well, they passed $1 trillion in printed money a couple weeks ago. Yes, there was a tax increase to pay for it, but they won't collect the taxes for 10 years. They'll spend most of it in the first three, in the bulk in the first year. What does that mean? They're going to print another $1 trillion. And then they're going to do shock face when inflation hovers. And right now, it's just a few weeks ago. Right now, they're talking about another $1.5 trillion. Continuing resolution because they ran out of money. So what that's going to mean is printing another 1.5T after already printing half the budget. You can't do this. Mathematically, you cannot do it. But they are. Okay, folks. Something happened that's going to change things forever with COVID. I say this all the time. I need to say it more so that you can understand what you're living through and what you're going to live through. There was a big reveal for the elites during COVID. They were shocked. They were shocked at the amount of personal liberties, freedoms you would give up when faced with a cold with a 99.7% survival rate. And by the way, that was the worst survival rate. That was for the most endangered group, those over 80, 99.7% for survival rate. That was the big reveal. And I've told you that having learned what we would give up, we will now lurch from deliberately Democrat-created disaster to deliberately Democrat-created disaster. We will continue to do this. And we'll never stop. Because they want to crawl back in the womb. They want to get back to where COVID was. They freaking love COVID. They got to be the petty dictators they are. And so from here on out, they will foment disasters endlessly. That's what inflation is. They are creating a disaster on purpose. It is policy. I'm not going to play the Jim Clyburn audio again where he tells us he's the number two in Democrat leadership. We did this on purpose. We knew it would cause inflation. We should have just prepared people for it, but they're going to come around to a better way of thinking about it. In other words, acceptance. Accept your poverty. Yep, this next texter knows exactly where I'm going. Man-created disaster. What would be a great man-created disaster? I know! Nuclear war! They're trying to get into it. Folks, I have demonstrated to you exhaustively how the Democrats have angled and maneuvered to attempt to foment a war. To attempt to foment a war with Russia. And Joe Biden set a very well-laid trap before he blew up the Nord 1 and the Nord 2, which he did. I'm going to show you that in a minute. I'll play that audio for you. Because remember, Russia still didn't want to invade. Do you remember Joe Biden? Only two times has Joe Biden ever gone down to lobby. When he was trying to bankrupt the country with his $4 trillion Build Back Better monstrosity. And then when that didn't work, he went down to the Senate to flip the Democrats' votes. They were going to vote, as they had for the last 20 years, for sanctions against the Nord 1 and the Nord 2, should Putin invade. Remember? Joe went down to lobby and flip their votes, sending the message to Putin, go ahead and invade. You're not going to be, no sanctions. Then remember what he said? Well, you know, what we do would depend on how big the invasion was. He green-lighted that invasion because he wanted it. Why? Cover. They were going to jack fuel prices through the roof and cause inflation. They needed somebody to blame it on. Or you were going to punch your way through that fence they erected around the Capitol for their own protection, knowing darn well what was ahead. So what are they doing right now? Folks, have you watched what's going on? Just back away for a minute. Hold on with the music, Tim. Let me just set this up as I begin to go into it. It's going to take me a few segments to do this properly. Don't worry. I'm going to summarize it for you in the battleground today. It's the most important thing going on. The Democrats are trying to start a nuclear war with Vladimir Putin. What do they want cover for? They're going to crash the grid. They're going to crash the grid, or they're going to crash the internet, or they're going to crash both. That's what they're going to do. They've wanted to do it for a while. I've been telling you it's coming. They need the cover. What did they need? An attack on Putin. What do they need? Putin to either attack back or to be able to credibly claim that he did. That's what this is about, okay? They are fomenting the next disaster. I'm not saying they're going to do it. I'm saying they want to do it. And I can prove to you they've been planning to do a thing just like this for over a year now. We've talked about it extensively on the battleground. I'm going to lay out all that. But I want to point you to what's going on. Look at what we can look at concrete and see what is happening. What happened last week, okay? Keep in mind, Putin's got the satellites. Putin's got the intel on the level or pretty close to what we do, and so do the Chinese. They knew everything we do. What did Putin do last week? Out of the clear blue, and it scared me. Threaten nuclear strikes with a ferocity and at a level of specificity we have never seen in history, not even during the Cold War, period. And everybody shrugged shoulders. Why'd Putin do that last week? It was treated as very random. Why'd Putin do that? What did he know? What did he suspect might be about to happen? What did he feel we were doing? And then all of a sudden, out of clear blue, bam. Both the Nord 1 and the Nord 2, they just blow up. They just blow up. Weird. I mean, what are the odds? None of it was an accident. Tucker Carlson last night in an excellent piece that he did laid those odds out. This was a terror attack by the Biden administration. I'll say it was. They did it.
What just happened to the Nord Stream pipelines is as close to the apocalypse as we have ever come. So the question is, how did this happen? And it turns out it was not an accident. At the very same time that leaks in these pipelines were detected, Swedish officials recorded two powerful undersea explosions, each one of which was equivalent to hundreds of pounds of TNT. Nothing in nature can account for that. Almost immediately, the pipelines began leaking in three separate places. So there's only one explanation for what happened. This was an act of industrial terrorism.
They're barely hiding it. It's a Polish politician out there thanking the U.S. for sabotaging the Russia-Germany gas pipelines. That's an act of terrorism. It is. And when you do that, as Tucker Carlson brilliantly explained last night, when you do that to a nuclear-armed country, that is... We have no interest whatsoever in Ukraine. We've got none. When you do that to a nuclear-armed country, that is an act of war. You are provoking a war, which they seem to want to have going into the midterms. Did they do it? Can't say for certain. But if I had to bet my 401k either way, I'd double down. Here's Joe Biden on February 22nd of this year after greenlighting the invasion of Ukraine by personally going down to Congress, only the second time he'd ever done that during his administration, to lobby against sanctions on the Nord Stream pipeline. Sanctions have been in place, threatening sanctions that had been in place 20 years, repeated votes to keep Putin from invading. Joe Biden got the Democrats to flip their votes against sanctions. Why? To greenlight the invasion. He wanted it. They wanted it. Now we know why they needed Putin to take the flak for their green energy policies bankrupting Americans. That's what they wanted. They still want. And by the way, folks, as Tucker Carlson also explained this week, but I've explained it many, many times, Ukraine and Russia have tried to end the war. I mean, we started it under the Obama administration by overthrowing a duly elected pro-Russian leader of Ukraine, installing a government that then murdered Ukrainians by the thousands, ethnic Russian Ukrainians on the Russian border. Russia has no choice but to fight in Ukraine. We did that. That's us. Don't get mad at Russia. Get mad at Obama. Get mad at Victoria Nuland. Get mad at the State Department. Get mad at the billions we spent arming and training the neo-Nazi Azov battalions. They're the only ones still fighting. It'll be a Nazi state if they win. Everybody else is gone. It's bad news, and it's nothing like what they've told you. Now, here's Biden on February 22nd, promising, well...
If Russia invades, that means... tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
Kaboom.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.